Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, and Sister Amon's been waiting on me to do this edification audio. Is that true, Sister Amon?
Yes, it's true.
All right, I'm ready to do it. I got to step up. We want to come and edify you with some thoughts from the Gospel Road.
Amen.
Today was another rainy day. We were in a marketplace for a while with Brother Akuo. Seems like we have a lot of rainy days lately.
Well, it looks like might be more coming.
And we got
too,
more coming.
You know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. Let me start out. We hope that you're all doing well. Praise God. I got a praise report. Ready, Sister Amon?
Oh, I'm ready. Tell
everybody.
So
we were preaching out at a so-called Christian music concert, and there was a man there that I really thought would reach out, young man. Turns out a man reached out who I thought it was him, and he said, no, that's not me. I'm a different guy. I just took a gospel card. So I was thankful he reached out, and then I was disappointed, and I thought, oh, I thought that other guy was going to reach out. Guess what happened today?
He did.
This young man reached out, and not only did he reach out, he said, this is a young man who was talking to me, and as he was talking to me, a young woman, I think his girlfriend and some friends of his, were literally pulling him into the event away from me to talk.
Yep.
And I said, email me. He emailed. He said, I've been reading your website, and he said, I'm starting to think what you're saying about the church system is true. So I was rejoicing. I don't care where it goes from there. If truth got in him, I'm just glad that he touched base. He says he wants to talk truth with me. So was this other man also. So I'm just praising God. I'm rejoicing today, Sister Amon.
Rejoice today.
Yeah, that was awesome that mm-hmm. happened. So, moving on. I'm doing a teaching on 1 Timothy 5:20. I think you have that scripture to read for us, Sister Amon.
I do.
Who's waiting on who now?
I have it right here. Them that sin, rebuke before all that others also may fear.
Yeah. So I'm doing a teaching on that to find out if that verse means just rebuke elders or does it mean everybody. And we'll see when that teaching comes up. That raises the topic of being blameless again. I did a teaching on this not long ago. And I just want to say, we all have to make sure, myself included, that we live and act correctly. And as soon as we have a shortfall, an issue, a sin, whatever you want to call it, a setback, that we act to address it quickly. Don't let it linger. Don't leave it open-ended. Don't leave it with questions. I want to give an example. I don't know if I talked about this the other day, but a man that swore in front of me at that event we were at, and I caught it, he denied he swore. I had it on audio. I wasn't sure until I listened to again what he really said, but he walked by me 15 minutes later and I called out to him and I said, sir, if I wrongly judge you for saying a swear word, I apologize. I repent of that. I'm going to listen to the audio and make sure what is the truth. Well, we listened to the audio and the video. He did say that nasty word.
That he denied
totally. But I was trying to be blameless and telling him, if I was wrong, forgive me. And I think that's what the point I'm trying to make here. Mm-hmm. Whenever we do something wrong with someone, we got to correct it right away. Otherwise, if I didn't do that, people could point their finger and say, oh, he false accuses people and he never repents.
Right.
So if I'm calling people to repentance, I better be ready to repent. What are your thoughts on that, Sister Amon?
Well, I'm thinking about how I have repented online when I learned some things that would be better not done or better done in a better way. And it's been encouraging to people to see, you know, that you examine yourself
right. And
your actions and your motives and try to do it as quickly as possible. Sometimes we don't see things right away, but if we're always examining ourselves, we will.
Yeah.
In short order, hopefully.
Yeah, Paul talks about you don't want to be examined. Examine yourself, and that'll keep you from falling. And this brings up repentance, metanoia. It's all over the New Testament and Old. It's a change of your mind and then a change of your ways. But remember, this is a really big one. If we have to get called out on issues before we repent versus testing and doing them on our own, it looks like forced repentance. And that people can question. So that's another area that you want to focus on. Bring your repentance. And if you can judge yourself and bring it, you look better than if other people have to say, hey, you need to do that. Not bad if somebody has to catch it.
Right.
But it's better if you catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Romans 2:4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Let the goodness of God bring you to repentance. Don't withhold and don't hold out on that.
Yeah, and don't be like this. 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Or James 1:23 25. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth on his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Yeah, amen. He also makes sure we're doers of the word. Another topic I want to talk about, loving your neighbor. Loud trucker, let me just say that.
Oh, yeah.
We had a loud trucker last night, came and parked, and he was cranking his music inside his cab so loud you could hear it all the way across the parking lot. He had campers all around him. He wasn't loving his neighbors, was he, Sister Amin?
No, he had some real deep thumping bass in there that went right across the parking lot. He was, especially at midnight, 1 o'clock. Yeah, he wasn't.
And Matthew 22 tells us to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. So, go ahead.
And this here, too, is good. Romans 12:18. If it be possible, as much lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not living peaceable with all men. So we need to learn to make sure that we apply this and keep doing what we learn in Scripture, like loving our neighbor. And this applies to what we talked about, repentance and being called out. Make sure that when we learn about something, that we don't repeat it and do it. So if you know something's unloving to your neighbor, don't do it no more. Mm-hmm. If you know something is right for you to do, whether it's disciplining your children or how to treat a wife or brothers and sisters, don't do it no more. You've got to have order, and you've got to seize the moment and walk in it. Otherwise, if you keep doing it, it's not true repentance, is it?
No.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind today, Sister Amin? I had a few other thoughts, but I think you might be
a few
things on your mind.
Well, I was thinking about this. A brother said this. He said, I guess I won't describe it all around it, but I'll just say the sentence I think says enough. Being content doing the small things well.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. You know, all the small things add up to a big pile.
Yep.
And a big pile becomes a big thing.
Yeah, the small things add up, make your whole Christian walk.
They do, yeah. So Luke 16:10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. And it makes me think, just a little example, you know, you see people, they'll drop some pennies or dimes or nickels on the ground and they just keep walking. They don't care. Makes you wonder how they spend their money.
Yeah.
If they're careless, you know. But then you see people who are very careful with it. You know, pick it up, and they're thankful for it, and they use it wisely.
Yeah, little things can definitely add up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Speaking of little things, we had an issue in the body. I'm not going to go into details on it, but I just want to remind everybody, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Galatians 5:9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, Paul said. A little bit of sin. Small amounts of sin, if left unchecked, grow into much, much worse.
Yeah, we know this.
It can make many, many issues and trials. So kind of what I'm talking about on the theme here, make sure that you're ready to be corrected. Make sure you're testing yourself. Make sure you're repenting. And like the Old Testament people, make sure you sweep all of the leaven out of your life.
I was just thinking that. You're supposed to get in the corners for God's glory. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you're sweeping it all out.
Yeah, and how do we do that? You know, I didn't look it up ahead of time, but it's the one that says, search my heart, see if there's any iniquity within me.
Yep.
And that God will reveal to us if we have issues, if we're truly seeking and searching.
Yeah, because
help us see it.
Christ said in Matthew 7, he's going to turn people away. Why? Because they're workers of iniquity.
We don't want to be that.
Nope. Not for his glory and not for the saving of our souls.
Right.
Anything else today, Sister Amin?
Well, I do have a scripture verse a sister shared. And then I got my own.
Okay, yeah, do the one the sister shared.
This is just one, I'm just sharing it just because. Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. You know, sometimes we go through things that really humble us.
Yeah, humble, contrite, yeah, repentant. Yeah.
And it just kind of shows us how awesome and mighty our God is and how kind and gentle and merciful
he
is.
Yeah, he doesn't destroy us all.
Right, amen.
Yeah. I just had one last point. I'm always amazed, happened this weekend too when we were out street preaching, how people don't want to be recorded when they're speaking about things, like I'm talking about the things of God. It happens all the time. And, you know, Jesus said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. So you got to ponder that. So that means you speak your words and make sure what you say is true. It doesn't matter if the audio recorder's on or not. Why do people act different when audio recorder's on? Because they're hiding in the dark. I know that's true. And in Hebrews 4, it says, God sees all things in the hidden places. Don't people realize my audio is not what you should, my audio recorder is not what you should be afraid of? How about God hearing everything you're doing and seeing everything you're doing? That should cause you to be afraid. So we need to fear God and see what he sees and know what he hears. That should fear us most, make us be fearful most of all.
Oh, I know. I know. That was one of the things that I used to think about as a child, that God knows everything I did, and someday I'm going to have to stand and give an account for that.
Yeah.
That struck fear in me all my life.
So, yeah, we should speak. If we speak the truth in love, why would we care if anybody records it and plays it somewhere? If it's truth, it's not gossip.
Oh, I know. You can record me.
I tell people all the time. It's interesting.
Please do and put it on the internet. We're preaching the gospel.
Yeah, when we go on street preach, I have my video camera up, and people pull their video up, and I'm like, video. Put
it
wherever you want.
We turn our sign to it, and we're like, yeah, put it up somewhere.
Two young men asked on Saturday, can we take your picture with you? I said, I don't pose for pictures, but I said, you're welcome to take a picture of me street preaching. Do whatever you want with it, you know, and put it on the internet.
They turned away, yeah.
Yeah, they just walked away. They just want to make mockery out of it. But
yeah, pretty
I don't
much.
Know why. Yeah, people walk in the dark. They need to see that God's going to see. And one day, everything's going to be called into the light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then my last point also falls in here. Slander and lies is a serious, serious thing.
Yes, it is.
A brother shared this verse with me. I want to share it today. Psalm 50, 20 through 23. Thou sitteth and speaketh against thy brother. Thou slandereth thine own mother's son. That would be your brother. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou knowest that I, altogether such as one as thyself, I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, that ye forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. Ouch. And there be none to deliver. Whosoever offereth praise, glorify me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. Lies and slanderers should not stand.
Revelation 21 and 22, we talk about
that. Yep, yeah, one lie. One practicing one lie will keep you out of the kingdom.
Yeah, repent if that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And I guess I did have one last thought. My admonishment for all husbands out there, love your wives like Christ loved the body. Go read Ephesians, I think it's 5:22, I think it is.
Yep, in that area.
Go read it.
Yep.
Make sure you're loving your wives, treating them with honor. They're not your possession. They're not your children. They're not to be abused or ordered around. We're supposed to love our wives and cherish them. That would be my admonition to men today. Go do a study on that. I've got articles on it. I guess that's why I'm going to leave it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got scripture verse for us to end this drama?
I do. I don't think that it has anything to do with anything in that, but
that's good. It's all fresh.
It has to do with other things.
Amen.
Psalm 84:10-12. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Ooh. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be held be with I'm sorry. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Yeah, once again you see all the admonitions to walk uprightly, leave sin, walk in purity. I mean, I don't know how these people read the Bible and think God is okay with his people being a bunch of sinners like we saw on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's a vain way. They're a bunch of wells without water, and they're not seeking the truth, but they're loving their sin. They're taking pleasure in unrighteousness.
But there might be some within them. That's why we go.
Two of them emailed me.
Yeah. Well, it's not why we go. The only reason, that's yeah. one reason, though.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So that's our edification for you today. Tomorrow is going to be the worst rainy day. So it looks like we're going to be working online and just trying to get some things done. But we do have a mission in the morning. Where are we going right after coffee, Sister Amen?
There might be a Dent and Bent grocery store that
ding,
we can
ding,
go
ding,
visit.
Dent and Bent food
or
store.
It's a discount one. Anyway,
we've never been to this one.
No, uh-uh. I just looked it up and found it.
Because we're in a new town. We just rolled into a new town where Brother Kuo, Brother Zealous, is in another town. And so, yeah, we might go to a Dent and Bent tomorrow.
Let's see. But you know the best thing about it?
What?
If we go in those doors, somebody's going to get the
yeah.
gospel before we walk
yeah,
out.
The gospel always goes out.
It does.
Yeah.
Always. That's what's more exciting about any of it, then.
All right. We love you all. Strive for the kingdom. We might go to Dent and Bent food stores, but guess what?
What?
God's word is never to be viewed as Dent and Bent or discount. It is pure. It is true. It is good. It is worthy. It is holy. It is to be obeyed.
And you buy the truth and sell it not.
Proverbs 23:23.
Oh, hey.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.